Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What have you got? Well, I know what you've got. It's a guitar. I can see it.
I found a guitar in the corner of this studio.
Have you ever played a guitar before? I mean, I don't know why I'm asking.
Have I played a guitar? I grew up with a guitar in my hand. I'm an indie kid for life. And after all...
Oh, please.
You're my Wonderwall.
Shush.
Wonderwall.
Quick, start the music.
I sexted my boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, slap it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas, like, is it okay to wear socks in bed? No. Or in...
Well, no, bed socks would be fine, if you get chilly feet.
Do you wear socks during sex?
No.
Don't ever wear your... Oh my God, we've only just started, but you so know producer Ben keeps his socks on, doesn't he? Producer Ben.
Well, I want to talk about Producer Ben's feet later. Well, is it your foot?
Producer Shin. Ben definitely.
Lower half.
Right.
Like the very lower half. Not.
He definitely keeps his socks on in bed. Don't keep your socks on in bed. There's nothing worse. And of course, should you boast about the books you read on your Instagram story?
Oh.
I didn't put. That's a dig at me.
And was it, have you put.
I put an
what are you reading at the moment?
How to Stop Time.
Oh, by Matthew Haig.
Very, very good. It's the first book I've read of his. I'm going to read Humans after this because apparently that's his best one.
Right.
Well, this is going well, isn't it? And of course, what should you do if you've... accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North radio presenter. I'm a pair of luxury Bose headphones. You're just a bozo.
Did Ben write that one this week?
He did. That's why it was poor.
You can tell. And it was a very industry in-joke.
Yeah.
You're a pair of Bose headphones and you're just a bozo. Right, we're going to be nice to him from now on.
We are going to be nice to him.
We're like 2 minutes in.
Because he cried for a whole week after last week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
You and I have been called up in front of a tribunal.
We have. Thin skin producer Ben. That's what we're going to call him now. Thin skin. Right, okay, so this is it. We're back. We're doing another episode. Can I just say, I'm really enjoying this series.
Yes.
Like, I think this has been our best series.
Really?
Yeah. I think, like...
Well, that's good. We've left the studio.
Yeah.
We've gone to Monaco. We've done live show. We've gone to Monaco. We've gone to Hackney.
I just...
All the greats.
I know. And like we said, we never ever thought that so many people would like the podcast when
No, because, and we've been asked to reinforce...
When I came up with the idea for it.
You came up with nothing, okay? You bring nothing to this. You barely turn up.
Fair one.
We should just point out, because we have been told to point this out again, we are still good friends.
Yeah.
As you just said to me a moment ago, we're not best friends.
No, I was joking. You're in my top five.
Oh.
Definitely. Yeah, but you don't like to say best friends.
No, I don't like it, no, because I think it's a bit childish. Oh, he's my best friend.
Do you know one thing as well?
Yeah.
I think I personally have become closer to producer Ben over the past year. That with me being nice.
I do too.
I consider him a really good friend now.
Before this podcast was even a glint in the milkman's eye, I met Ben, we were going to an awards ceremony. It's before he started the job that he is currently in now, as our exalted producer. And he was very well dressed in a nice suit, mm-hmm. had very tidy hair, clean shaven, glasses, very well put together. It goes to show that first impressions mean nothing, because look at him now.
Can I tell you how I first met producer?
Oh, okay, you tell us.
I was at a student radio conference, and he was like a really keen student, and he's like asking me for my email address and telling me how much he loved me on the radio and all this. And then he started emailing me like twice a week going, how'd you get into the industry? And can I come and shadow you one day and all this? And it was just like, that's how I first met.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is how you all get in. That's how I got in.
Talking of producer Ben, he has slightly, though, shot down in my estimations.
Oh, what's he
doing? Because do you know what he's getting this week? What do I hate more than anything?
Oh. Is he getting a tattoo?
He's getting a tattoo with two T's in the middle.
Are you getting a tattoo? Sorry, a tattoo? Oh yeah, what are you getting? Are you getting...
Melanoma, probably, because he won't be able to see it.
Is that a disease? Or is that what he's getting?
He's getting like Bambi on his foot or something.
Are you getting cat across your forehead?
Do you think... Who's cat?
Cat's his girlfriend.
Right. No, well, I don't think I know that.
Right. Are you going to get
I love my girlfriend on my...
Oh, I know what he's going to get because he's the biggest fan and a massive Keno. Mm. He's going to get the Help I Sex with My Boss logo on his arm.
To be fair, if he got that or B Heart W, that would be fine.
B Heart W?
Yep. Ben.
Hearts William.
Loves William.
Oh, okay.
That Hearts would be fine.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But no, apparently he's getting a little bit of little Bambi on his foot or something.
Why don't you like tattoos?
I don't know. They're just not for me.
I haven't got any tattoos.
No, which does surprise me.
Believe it or not, this might surprise you.
Because I hear your voice and I think tattoo.
My dad's got some tattoos.
Yes, I know.
He's got, I think I've talked about this, he's got two eyes on his bum that he got when he was 17. William.
Right.
Your phone. Come on. He's got two eyes on his bum. Right, he got them done when he was 17 when he passed his driving test.
Got three eyes when he bends over.
And now that he's a bit older... I mean, I shouldn't admit this. I seen him get out of the shower a couple of years ago and one of the eyes has sagged right down on his arse and it looks like he's had a stroke.
Look, it's a free country. You do what you like. And at the end of the day, am I going to think any less of producer Ben? Probably a little bit.
You get your tattoo.
But I'll still work with him. As Ben reminds me at regular points, this is a working relationship, William. The trouble with tattoos... Well, I worry from a medical point of view. I don't think injecting ink into your skin is particularly brilliant. I mean, if it's a tiny bit, okay. If it's like an entire sleeve, I think that's asking for trouble later on in life. And the cost, these aren't like, you know, 50p.
It's art.
If it was art, people would be getting Canaletto's tattooed on their arm. Okay? It's not art.
I think some tattoos look great, and I actually fancy people with tattoos, I think. You are fit. When you see certain with tattoos, you're like...
We're going to have to keep you and producer Ben in a different room.
I don't know. No, I think some tattoos are beautiful. My brother, my younger...
So I think we need to leave a pause in between.
Pause. My younger brother's got a full sleeve on his right arm, and it was great, and I think he really suited it, but this is where some people go wrong. Then he's gone a bit daft now, and he's got loads. He got the bloody England badge last summer because we thought we were going to win the World Cup. My dad once got the Burnley badge tattooed on his arm. He went and got it tattooed. A week later, they changed the badge.
Well, you see, it's just asking for trouble. And that's the, and until the cost of removing tattoos decreases, and I'm sure it will in time, because it's relatively new sort of technology.
Never looks the same.
Well, I'd never obviously get a tattoo. If you were to get a tattoo, where would it be and what would it be? I'm in any way encouraging this.
I thank God every day I nearly got the Chuckle Brothers tattooed on my bum in my glove. I've never told you this before, right? I got the nickname around the pool, Chuckles, because everyone thought I was cheery. It was actually this Cockney lad. Oh, what, mate, it's Chuckles. Here he is, Chuckles.
You're on holiday with producer Ben.
I was like producer Ben on TalkSport. I was like 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone just started calling me Chuckles. And we ended up in this tattoo shop in Magaluf. And you've been to Magaluf, you know what I mean. It's just off the strip. And
yes, I know it well.
It was about 4 in the morning and my mate was like, mate, you should get a Chuckle Brothers tattooed. And I was about to, and I was about €18 short. So he was going around the shop asking for money. And I think I got about €6 short and the guy wouldn't do it because we already got him down. I said, well, we'll come back tomorrow. I woke up the next day and I was like, thank God I didn't get the Chuckle Brothers.
Mm.
If I was going to get a tattoo.
And then there was that other holiday as well that you had when you had Paul and Barry on your bum, but that's a different story.
That is a different story. I go through phases where I'm like, right, should I get tattoos?
Please don't.
And then I think I don't think I'd suit them.
I think
know.
When you're a bit older, later this year, you will realise it was sensible not to.
Okay. What tattoo, if you had to choose, what tattoo would you get?
Well, I wouldn't.
No?
I might get like a pocket square on my left pectoral. Little top pocket handkerchief.
That'd suit you. No. Sorry, come on. Let's be honest. Your left tit.
Pectoral.
A lot of people get like Chinese writing and stuff. Again, which I'm not showing him in a good light here. My dad's got on his back. And
What's he got?
He went into... He knows someone that speaks Chinese.
Number 42.
He got his name in Chinese, but he... I don't know if this is true, because you know what dads are like.
Is there a Chinese Mandarin translation of the word Graham?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he went into a... He said he was drunk one night, and he was in a Chinese restaurant, and he asked the waiter... He just got it done, and he asked the waiter what what it translates to, and the waiter said, tiny man with small cock.
Right.
So I don't know if it's true, because you know what dads are like. Half the stories he tells bullshit anyway.
The first time, it's a similar story. Well, the first time I went to China, I was told I should start some of my talks. It was just with a couple of words in Mandarin to ingratiate myself with the listeners and the audience. So I was told that hello, everybody, is da jia hao. And it is, but if you inflect incorrectly and you say da jia hao rather than da jia hao, you actually start your talks, as I did for 5 of them, with fighting is good. Completely separate meaning.
Say that again.
So it's da jia hao.
Why did you put the accent on?
That's called Mandarin, da jia hao, as opposed to...
Shut up, what are you
da
doing?
Da jia hao. That is Mandarin.
You don't have to do the accent, it's like when you speak in French.
No, well, you know you say da jia hao.
You just say, je m'appelle Jordan.
Je m'appelle?
You know, to be fair, you do actually, I take that back. I take you guys, je m'appelle.
When I did my GCSE German...
Das Gupta!
Das Gupta?
What's that mean? It's German, innit? Das Boot.
That's a film.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Die Umwelt ist sehr wichtig. Qua schlotteln macht die Umwelt kaputt.
I love the German language. I think it's
that means
cute.
The environment is very important. Carbon dioxide harms the environment.
Do you remember that from your GCSEs?
You can tell I was in GCSE German during a Tony Blair era because all we talked about was environment.
Let's move on. Let's pour a gin into Bonnie.
You can pour again.
Oh, do I have to? This
yes, you were very good at it last week.
Pop goes William's arse.
Oh, we're going to toast to Jenna.
Jenna, okay.
Who has left us a lovely review on iTunes.
What she said.
5 stars, brilliant. So glad this was recommended to me. Just can't believe I've not found this podcast earlier. It's hilarious. I'm currently binge listening as I type. Just wish I had a G&B on the go too. Which is obviously a keen listener.
She's new, come on, give her a break.
Yeah, but we brought in G&D.
It's G&D.
At the start, we didn't call it G&D, to be fair.
It's nice to have a knife.
That was a producer. We want, sorry, edit. Very keen that we credit the G&D moniker to producer Ben.
Why was that?
Why don't
idea?
You have that tattooed on you?
Was that your idea, Ben?
So why don't we toast to Jenna?
And if anyone's listening,
and they want to write us a nice review.
Yeah, you've not left us a review. Do it, because we've had some shitty ones recently. So we want some nice ones.
So to Jenna. I've said to you before how this podcast has slightly changed my social life, because people now say to me, how's Jordan? As if we're married. But now it's getting too far. I've had two separate social engagements where people have gone, yeah, come for dinner, come 7 o'clock, and then they get, do you want to bring Jordan?
Is it getting that bad?
It's like, we have lives outside of this podcast.
You've never... We're like Ant and Dec, aren't we? We're going to move in next door to each other.
We're not.
You've never invited... Oh, in one of your wings of your house. You've never invited me when people have invited me. How rude.
Well, no, because... Well, to be fair, I did for that event that our friend Ben... Not him. Other Ben. The Ben we like. I asked you what you were doing on Sunday. You were at the Burnley Players Awards. I asked you last week.
Oh, what was he doing?
Just a dinner.
Oh, was Ben making dinner?
Yeah, he said, does Jordan... Ben. He went, oh, and does Jordan want to come?
If I had to put...
And then I said no, and he said, oh, well, let's rearrange.
Did he?
No. Oh. No, but I think that's what he meant.
I love... If I had to put a list together, he'd be on my top 10 nicest people I've ever met.
He's
ever.
Lovely, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's nice to finally find a nice Ben.
Oh, you don't know what he's like. Come
not,
on.
He's not even
He'll
listening.
Be on, bless him.
Look at this. My uncle sent me this. He found footage of... You know, I used to play the drums...
Shut up. No, I never knew that.
We'll put this on our socials. Let me...
You used to play the drums?
Yep.
Matt Helder's here.
Who?
Arctic Monkeys drummer.
Right, watch. Look how seriously I'm... Press play on that.
Let me have a look. Pass it here. Oh, I've swiped left. Oh, is that Mikey? I didn't know you were good at gymnastics. Oh, God. How did you get him down?
Shush.
How did you get him down from there? What's the safe word?
Jordan.
Oh, I hope it isn't. Look
how seriously I'm taking it.
Is that you playing the drums?
Yes. And look, I've camped up my drum kit with a bit of tinsel.
You looked a lot like Peter Kay when you were younger. You look the double of Peter Kay. I didn't know you played the drum. I didn't know it. Oh, you hypocrite. You hypocrite.
How am I a hypocrite?
Is that tinsel I see on your drum kit there?
Well, yeah.
You who once said to me, or even on this podcast, tinsel is garish and gauche.
Look, I was 11.
You had tinsel.
I was still growing.
Is that in your mum and dad's house?
Yes.
They had tinsel. How tacky from the Hansons having tinsel. Oh, I bet you had a big whiskey jar full of coppers as well next to your telly, didn't you?
What?
Did you
what
not?
Is that?
Is that what I knew? Did you not?
No.
Yeah, when I grew up, you never see this anymore. I was speaking to a friend about this. When I grew up, producer Ben, you see it, people used to have in their living rooms a massive, massive, huge whiskey jar from pub, and you'd fill it with coppers next to the telly. My grandma and granddad had one.
Well, but why?
Just because, like, no one likes coppers. There'll be loads of G and Divas listening.
I think the police provide a very valuable service.
No, coppers is it? Don't be coppers in pennies and 2p's.
Right.
Filled up with, not like actual coppers. Help, let me out, yeah. I bet there'll be G and Divas listening now who will be like, oh yeah, I used to see that all the time.
Right. Now, last week, you did a nice, clean joke.
Nah.
Have we got another nice, clean
joke? Do you want a clean joke?
Or are we regressing to Jordan's standard? A bit of filth.
Bit of blue. I don't know yet.
It is now time for Jordan's joke of the week.
Let me get my phone, I forgot.
Oh, producer Ben's going for a bathroom break. We can do what we like.
It's like having a sub teacher. We can do what we want. A substitute, not a sub. Right. What about this one? I refuse to believe I was dyslexic and gay.
And you'll tell us the punchline after the break.
You know I will, sister.
Welcome back.
So, I refuse to believe that I was gay and dyslexic. I was in Daniel.
Right, it's time for the competition, Jordan. Now, we're going to give our uvulas a rest.
What?
We're going to give our uvulas a rest.
That's your voice, isn't it?
Yep. And we're going to allow, at this point, we'll leave a little pause for people to sing their own version of our hit, smash hit jingle. Here's the pause.
Did I leave the iron on?
I think that was the best 20 seconds of this podcast.
Probably,
we've ever done.
Yeah.
So well done. It's time for Give Me the D. Go to our Instagram again to see how to enter. Just tag a friend who has not yet tried the D, but you think might like it, and that bottle of Debonair could be yours. It'll run for 24 hours. Producer Ben is in charge.
Just go to Insta at Sexton. I know you hate it when I repeat it, but it's like getting the message.
Yeah, I didn't say the handle.
Okay. Just go to our Instagram at Sexton My Boss if you want to win a bottle of Debonair.
Should we go to the questions?
Yes. Should we go to the questions?
Yes, this one has come in from Jessica on email, help@sexwithmyboss.com. Hi, Jordan and William.
Yes. Who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica.
I've been with my partner for just over a year now, and only recently have we finally started to do a number two in front of each other. The first time I've seen my partner do one was just tonight while I was showering.
This is real. Sorry.
While washing myself, I saw the way he wiped after and found it very strange.
We talked about this.
So my question is, this yours?
No, but my mate watched me wipe my bum on a stag do.
Which I find so weird and effortful. I mean, it's one thing doing it in front of your partner of however many years, but doing it in front of your friend.
We talked about this a few weeks ago. My mate was brushing his teeth on a stag do and I was having him. I don't mean to be a bit...
You were sitting on the lavatory.
I was having a poo and he looked at me and he went, is that how you wipe your bum? I went, yeah. Anyway, go on.
So my question is, what is the proper etiquette in wiping after a dirty one? Do you stand up or wipe while sitting down?
Oh.
I personally sit down, but found it strange to see he was standing up. I would like Jordan to read this on a podcast and William to discuss. Tough, I've read it. You can use my name, which will be below. Thank you, we're familiar with how emails work. Another question, what gin do you use with your Debonair? I can't remember. Well, let's answer from bottom up, because that's appropriate. To be honest, we're not fussy with the gin.
Yeah, Gordon's.
At home, I will use Gordon's or Bombay Sapphire. I think today we're using some from a very niche shop.
Beefeater, today we've got Co-op dry gin.
There we go, niche.
I got the gin.
You can tell when Jordan's bought the gin. I'm going to let you answer Jessica's question because this isn't really my department.
Just thinking about it, you shouldn't wipe your bum stood up because then...
Standing. I'm not... Do you know what? I'm just going to say it now.
Yeah.
G and Divas, I cannot go through life correcting Jordan sitting and standing, okay? Every time he uses the wrong tense... Please know that in my head, I am saying sitting or standing.
Yeah.
From now on in, it's up to you. I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. Over to you. Carry on.
So you need to tell your boyfriend, what's her name again?
Jessica.
Jessica, you need to tell your boyfriend that he probably shouldn't stand up when having a poo. Because when you come to think of it, when you stand up, it like your bum cheeks will clasp together and then it'll be like, oh, messy. It'll be like top of a brown sauce bottle, won't it? So you need to probably tell him to stay seated. Because that you won't... you know when you're having a fry-up and you get brown sauce? So I don't want to lower myself today. Well, it's not lowering. It's
just... I mean, and you wonder why those reviews come in?
Yeah, you need to tell him to sit down. Don't stand up when you're wiping your bum.
Thank you, Jessica, for your very upmarket question.
But yeah, you need to tell him.
This one is another email entitled, Help, my best man wants to go commando. Wow.
Scottish kilts. I bet you this is about kilts.
Good morning, William and Jordan. Similar to William's previous luxury flatmate, John, I think we've outed him now as Lucas, I am also an expat. More specifically, I'm a Scotsman, well done, who emigrated to Australia. Quite recently, I proposed to my partner, and her family and my friends are very excited for a Scottish/Australian fusion wedding. But my problem is this. My groomsman cannot wait to hang free on the big day in our kilts. My best man cannot wait to hang free, but my other groomsmen do not wish to do this. How on earth do I get my friends to conform to the tradition of a true Scotsman never revealing what is under his kilt, or the older tradition, if there are women present, underwear is too. Any advice would be gratefully appreciated, as I will soon be tackling the task of the seating plan, and I need to know how to place the boys so we don't end up with Granny being hit with long hanging objects. Yours faithfully, incorrect use, but never mind. Yours faithfully, Andrew.
You got to go with tradition. I mean, it's what they do, so just tell him that you don't want him to wear your boxers.
Yeah, but he's also saying there is a tradition in Scotland that if women are present, you pop some pants.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, do you know what? Actually, come to think of it, if you've got like women and children about...
I mean, I would at least make sure that all tables have very low-hanging tablecloths.
Mm.
That would be my advice.
What's your thoughts on kilt
wearing?
You don't want
the top table on a raised platform with no tablecloth.
Yeah, and your bollocks hanging out.
You don't want that.
When the royal family wear their kilts, because sometimes they do, don't. Sometimes you see Charles in royal.
Well, that'll be when he is in Scotland and he is acting as the Duke of Rothesay.
Right, okay. There you go. Do you think he has his bollocks hanging out?
I think it's very unlikely.
So, and we should follow the royal family, shouldn't we, on things
on
like this?
On many levels.
Yeah. So, probably. I don't know. There might be Scottish people. I think
you say, look, it's your wedding, it's your rules, you pop underwear on, or you're not coming. So I hope that helps, Andy, or Andrew, as you've styled yourself. Dear. Another email. Dear Tweedledum and Tweedledee and Ben.
I'll take that.
Not sure I'm going to read the rest of this.
Why?
Why should I? I always come first, so why am I Tweedledum?
You can tell you've had a drink. You get right bitchy. You get right.
And also, why is Ben just called Ben?
You get right ratty.
Why does he just get his name?
I feel like I'm sat with Wendy North, sitting with Wendy North here.
I hope you three are well. Ben is irrelevant. I hope you two are well. Oh, that he's left the room again. Crying. Okay, it's all right, you can come back. Stop crying. We'll give you some Haribo later. I'm currently studying for some university exams, and I find that every day it gets harder and harder to motivate myself to study alone in my room or the library. I quite like studying with other people. I want to message people to ask to study with them, but worry they will get annoyed by me pestering them to study together. Yet I know that if I lock myself away alone, I'll probably end up doing not much study, but drinking a lot of D. My question is, how often is too often to message your friends to study together? It's really just me being selfish, as my friends probably have all the right answers, and I'd like to see their revision methods. I love the show and always look forward to new episodes by you guys. Thanks a bunch, Oliver.
Ah, Oliver sounds like a stand-up chap.
Well, he obviously wants to improve his academic results, and some people like studying in groups, others prefer solo revision.
I prefer solo, but if you want to set up a study group, Oliver, go for it.
I, at school, loved a study group, but I had no intention of studying. I just wanted to prat about.
Really?
Yes.
Prat about?
I mean, prat about within the parameters of the school rules.
It's not pratting about then, is it? Pratting about's like pratting about.
I might move something from the architecture section into the gardening section. Mess up their Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm a fire starter. A twisted fire starter.
Pratting about when I were at school, we're like making those little missiling something with an elastic band. And we used to put paper on elastic and fire it across the room. Or...
Did you know I used to dress up as the headmaster? Actually, do you know what? I've never talked about this. I actually have done a podcast before this. It's no longer available.
But
it was a podcast back in 2007, okay? I was a trailblazer, really, with podcasts. All this, my dad, whatever, no. I mean, I've been doing podcasts for years. It was called The Union Podcast. Don't ask me why. And it was my two friends and I did little sketches about the staff and the pupils. It was very good. And we then did a video podcast, which back in the day used to be called a vodcast. So we did the Union Vodcast, and I dressed up as the headmaster. I spray painted my hair grey, and he had a very heavy tan. He used to be an Armani model for socks, but anyway, I didn't know. Genuinely, he used to tell everyone he was Armani.
Where is this going?
Anyway, so I used to dress up, and I did a whole school assembly. Well, no, I didn't do a whole school assembly, but one of the last school assemblies that we had, I walked through, because the headmaster would always process in through the chapel, up to the nave by near the altar, and I walked in a long gown, in a suit, very heavy tan, spray painted. There's a photograph. I'll see if I can find it. Spray painted grey hair, and nobody noticed. Yes, and I got up to the top, and he had quite a camp voice. And I said, hello, do please sit down, which is how he sort of spoke. And it was only, and then the headmaster, we had planned it with the headmaster, then walked behind me and sort of pushed me off. That was my idea of pranking.
Was everybody laughing?
Yeah.
I mean,
at me rather than with me, but they found it funny.
Right, where have we gone here? You've done half the roundabout.
Yes, we're talking about pranking at school and studying.
Oh, no, right, study group. If you want to, Oliver, sorry, mate, we've gone way, I digress. If you want to start a study group up, do it, right? My advice is, though, make sure you haven't got any slackers. Who's Jake getting put in a group at college or at uni? You'd always get put with someone that just couldn't be arsed and they ended up, like, getting a good mark because they never did out. So make sure they pull the weight in the study group. If you want to set one up, go for it. Have plenty of rests. Don't go on Facebook, porn, all that kind of thing. Stick to... I don't know where I'm going with this. Stick to what you know.
Did you do well in your A levels? What A levels did you do? What A levels did you do?
I did a BTEC.
What's a BTEC?
You don't know what a BTEC is?
No.
It was equivalent to A levels.
Did you?
Yeah, but it's more practical.
Okay.
So I did a BTEC in media studies.
Okay.
I could have done A levels. I got decent enough GCSEs to do it. Everyone that does a BTEC says that. But there's a thing where people take the piss out of people that did BTEC, especially
you. I'm not.
I did a BTEC in media production and I got 3 distinctions.
Well done.
Which is the top mark. What did you do?
I did English literature, English language, history and theology.
Of course you did.
But hey, at the end of the day, we've both ended up doing the same thing. Yeah. So it goes to show, I wouldn't trust the education.
I mean, there's you raking it at me and me barely stringing a sentence together, but you know.
I work at least 3 days a week and you work 1, so you know. That's what our expensive education did.
Kelsa Priest.
I was at school with him. Who's Kelsa Priest? Throwback to Series 1. Okay, and our final question comes from Twitter. From Callum, we're at Sexed My Boss, don't forget. I think a friend of mine is really struggling at the moment. He seems really down.
Oh.
I know this might be a bit more serious than the subjects you talk about usually, but how should I approach him to check that he is all right?
Oh, that's a really nice question. You've got to be honest. I did this with someone close to me recently. And we had a really good chat. I said, what's up with you? You're not yourself. And we had a really good chat. Turns out he's really, really, really down in the dumps. And I text him now. All the time, see how he is. So I think you've just got to say, you're not yourself. Or you got to be polite, but like, can I just ask you something here? Mm. Are you okay? Not the, are you all right? Yeah, all right. No, are you okay?
I think, yeah, when you do sit down and have that chat face to face or maybe a phone call, a Skype, whatever, you have to listen.
Yes.
I think so many people think, oh, yeah, I'm listening to this chap. Let me tell him some stories about my life that I can relate to his problems. Well, that isn't helpful. All you need to do in that instance is listen to their problems. Can you legitimately help? Can you lend them money? Can you make them dinner, for example? What can you do other than, oh yeah, I had a similar problem? Well, actually, this instance, it's not about you. It's about them. So your problems are irrelevant at that moment. All you can do is listen to their problems and offer a shoulder to cry on, someone to listen to, a sympathetic ear.
That's great advice. And yeah, you need to speak to your man. Just say, look, come on, let's talk. You can tell me anything. Do you know what? You're a good listener. When I was going through a tough time just before Christmas and I rung you, I probably spoke at you for about half an hour. You didn't say out. I mean, you probably had me on loudspeaker.
I had me on mute.
So I was going to say, you probably had me on loudspeaker while you were doing your cleaning or something, weren't you?
Yeah, but just ironing.
Yeah, just ironing.
I'd like to think I'm quite a good listener.
You are a good listener.
Sometimes I astonish myself with actually how good a person I am. No, I do. I genuinely wonder. I do you know, I feel sorry for everyone else.
Do you know, I was just going to say, you're probably one of the nicest people I've ever met.
I am one of the nicest people I know.
I'd agree with that, but that, you can't, oh God.
I am.
What have we learnt today?
What have we learnt? Oh, I think of a joke similar to that. Doctor, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains.
Pull yourself together then. Bloke goes into doctors. He says, I keep acting like a cowboy. Doctor says, how long has it been going on for? He said, about, yeah!
You see, that's a nice clean joke. Why did we not have that?
Bloke goes into doctors, says, I keep acting like a pig. Doctor says, how long has it been going on for? He said, about a week! How have we got onto these?
No, I don't know.
We're summing up. What have we learnt?
We've learned that people have problems. The best thing to do is listen, not offer your similar experiences. That's irrelevant in that moment. We have learned that study groups are for some people, but they're not for others. We've learned that if you're wearing a kilt in a public environment, especially when women and children are present, wear pants.
Some undies.
And what else have we learned, Jordan?
We've learned that William rates himself very highly.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, actually. Someone's got to.
Oh, before we finish.
Yep.
People keep messaging me about, you've just reminded me, about what happened in Monaco.
Goodbye, everybody.
Are we not talking about it?
Goodbye, everybody.
Mate, we need to address it.
Goodbye, everybody.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.